Laila, you're the film director of Jeremy Hardy versus the Israeli Army. Why did you make the film?
I wanted to make a film actually about the international solidarity movement, because when I went to Palestine, I actually live in London myself. I'm a Palestinian, but I live in London. I went to Palestine just at the beginning of Intifada, and I was really desperate and unable to imagine what is it that we can really do in the face of this terror. And one of the initiatives that I was very inspired by is the international solidarity movement. I thought that's a creative way of approaching the situation, and maybe one that will work. I wanted to make a film about them, as this is probably my weapon, because I'm a filmmaker. The other thing I thought is that I don't want to make another film that will stay on the shelf. And I thought, if I do manage to find a celebrity that would fund the film and will accept to join the international solidarity movement, maybe it will increase the chances for the film to see the light. And in fact, now, I'm very, very surprised that I was more right than I thought, that we do live in an age of celebrity culture in a very, very strange way, in a way that even now I can't even believe it in it. But it's very good. Having Jeremy there did mean that the film did manage to travel very widely in the UK, and I'm very pleased with that.
So why did you choose Jeremy Hardy to tell the story of a film?
Sadly enough, Jeremy, he wasn't necessarily the first person I asked. I tried lots and lots of people. I didn't know who will accept. I mean, you need to find somebody who will accept to put their life on the line. Jeremy was one of the very few, or in fact the one, that said yes. I never ever regretted it was Jeremy. I think probably I did get in the end the best, one of the best possible candidates that one could get. And I'm very, very pleased that he came. Although I think, and I feel guilty about it, he probably accepted because the telephone line wasn't very good and he couldn't get what I was saying to him when he first agreed. And then he just committed himself.
So how did you end up in the film then?
Complete accident. I bumped into Jeremy Hardy at Tel Aviv Airport, found out he was making a film and he was on the same bus as me, and ended up being in the film with him, which is great.
So you're touring now with a film and with a film director. So where have you already been, and how were the responses?
I've only been in London so far, and the responses are fantastic. We've got most of the performances seem to be sold out, really, really well received. People are dying to know about the issues, and they like the way it's presented as well, because it's not a straightforward, in-your-face kind of, this is how horrible it is. It's shown through the eyes of Jeremy Hardy and his kind of discovery of the issues and the people involved in them. So I think that's a very palatable format for people to come to terms with, to come to understanding of what's going on.
How did you like the film?
I did. It was excellent to get a different perspective than what you see on TV, on British or Australian TV. Sort of on the streets, sort of normal people seeing what's happening view. It was really good. Felt really honest.